I'm telling you, I cannot help as we sing on into worship as God would lead to get stirred up and enjoy the words that we would sing unto our Savior. It cannot help but come alive in my heart to begin to reflect and think upon day after day how good the God is to me in my life. Even if I tried to weigh all the things that go wrong, there is too many things that go right that God does that I could not even begin to compare tonight. I am a blessed child of God. Hallelujah. I am a blessed child of God. He has been good to me tonight. He has fulfilled my every need. He has come by and lifted me up when I was in a low place. When I was depressed, He came by and picked me up, lifted me up, and reminded me of who I was. Tonight I pray that you open up your ears and your eyes and your hearts to what the Word of God would want to say. I cannot promise that it would be what you want to hear, but I can assure you that by the anointing of God, it's what you need to hear tonight. Let me tell you, sometimes it's not always what we want, but when God would lead, it's exactly what we need. Sometimes we got to get to a place where we say, God, however you want to move me, I'm willing to be moved. God, however you want me to worship, God, I'll get up and worship you tonight. I'll magnify your name, God, in your house. Lord, I don't want to be in a place where you cannot be glorified. I don't want to be dignified where you cannot be praised. I don't want you to be second to all the blessings that you came by and given me in my life. He's been too good, brought us by through too many trials for me not to get woke up, get my eyes open, and get them up towards heaven tonight. I'm excited to know that He is my Savior. Can I get an amen in the house of God? He is my Savior. Can I get an amen in the house of God? He is my Redeemer. Can I get a... Somebody's going to have to help me tonight. Somebody's going to have to wake up tonight. He is my Redeemer. Amen. 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 He is my Redeemer. He is my Savior. Provides more than Santa Claus could ever come around and do. Outgives when we've given our most. God comes through. Hallelujah. We're going to read in the book of Habakkuk tonight. In the second chapter, we're going to read in the first verse. And I'll give you just a moment to get there. If God has been good to you, can I get a hallelujah? All right, we're going to read in the book of Habakkuk tonight. It says, I will stand. Say, stand. Stand. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what He will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. We'll read on, but for a minute, I just want to talk about something that is more important than anything else lately that I've been going through in my personal life. And when I feel like that, as God would lead me, that as I go through in an experience that He would want me to share with you. And as I begin to read about this, there's not very much that you can get about the personal history of Habakkuk. There's not much that you can draw or research or get from, but what you do know is that he was a prophet in that time. What we do know is that from what they can say is that he was one of those that was, one that was under the following of, I believe it was Jeremiah. So he was following God. And I begin to read that word, and it says, I will stand. And so many times we're praying, we're seeking God, we're opening up our mouth for that first prayer. We're asking God for that need, for that want, for that something. And so many times we're looking to find or hear or feel God's voice, the presence of God, that leading of how God would begin to speak to your heart. And there's so many times when I feel like that when I'm praying, I'm waiting for that presence of God to come by to speak to me. And there's so many people out there that have not had the experience of knowing what it feels like for God to begin to speak into them. So tonight I want to just share with you just a few thoughts about that. There comes a point in our life where we begin to surrender ourselves unto God. And when we become a child of God, there's a part of us that becomes surrendered. There's a part of us that submits unto Him, that acknowledges that He is our Father. We become an adoption. We become unto the fold. We become a child of God. Can I get an amen on that tonight? I proclaim His name and I know that He is my Father. And I get down every night and I pray, and I know that in my heart. I know that. But as I begin to pray and open up my mouth, there's got to be a part of me that gets everything else in my life out of the way to acknowledge and know that He is God in my life. Now I know that with the hustle and bustle of the holidays that we could say that we're too busy to call out on God, but I know that that's a great big excuse. Now when we get right down to it in our life, we have all the time in the world when it comes for everything that goes wrong. We have all the time in the world to evaluate each and everything that's going on in our life. We have all the time in the world to complain. We got all the time in the world to cry, but we have no time to set aside to acknowledge that He is God. That no time to set aside to be faithful. No time just to get down for a minute. No, and test our faith for a little while. Amen. And we get down to a place in our life, and I read this and it said, I will stand. And I asked God, Lord, what is it I need to do more of? And in the places in my life where I'm seeking God more. Sometimes we'll mess everything up when all that we need to do is stand. Stand and trust God. Stand and get everything else out of your life out of the way. Amen. It's hard to acknowledge when we need to move out the things that would hinder us. It's hard to say unto those parts of our life, you need to flee from me because you're hindering my life. Some of us have never had that conversation with ourselves inside. We just let things drag on and drag on, and it hurts and it burdens and it tears us apart inside. But God is here to mend for your life. God is here to change those things that would hinder you. And I'm not talking about something that would just come along and bother you every now and then. The things that are literally stealing the joy out of your life. God wants us to be able to learn from what He would speak to us, but I can never hear the voice of God until I'm able to learn to stand to hear the voice of God. Amen. To be still is to be focused, right? Amen. To be still is to be focused. To stand is to be still. To stand is to be at attention. How many of us would be willing to admit that we don't give God enough attention in our lives? It's hard to be devoted. It's hard to say, God, I devote my time to You. Lord, I'm giving You this time. I dedicate this time. But if we want to begin to not only just feel a little feel good sometimes, but actually get down and hear the voice of God. It might come to you as an audible voice, and it might come by to you as a thought. It might come by to you as some kind of feeling or some kind of spontaneous moment. But let me tell you something, as you begin to seek God greater, and as you stay still and move out the things that would hinder you, and you get down and humble yourself before Him, and you be faithful and hang in there and endure a few things, God is going to speak to your heart. He's going to speak to your needs. We are not a forsaken people. We are not without. We do not go without the somebody that'll come by and lift us up. There's been times I've sought God, and I sought Him and sought Him, and it was worth all of the effort, because all that I got out of it was that I'm here for You. I heard the voice of God that said, I'm here for you, and it was more than enough. It was well worth the getting down and seeking Him just to feel, oh, His voice, just to know that He's there and not wonder or be in confusion. when I have a conversation and ask people how they are. Oh, I'm fine. I'm doing well, thanks. But we're faking it. We're hiding it. Don't give me all the excuses in the world. Get right down in the middle of your life and say, Lord God, I want to stand still and stop being moved to and fro. I'm tired of sin rocking me all over the boat. I want to live a stable life. I want the Spirit of God to lead me in my life. I feel the power of God right now. And I recommend that we begin to seek God greater so that those things that come to tempt us don't come by and lay us over. God said that we would be able to stand. I speak that unto you this night. Oh, that we'd be able to stand in these days if you just endure for a space of time and seek Him in a greater way. Hallelujah. And my heart soars because I know that through Him I can stand. Hallelujah. And set me upon the tower. And we'll watch to see. Say, watch. Come on, help me out. Say, watch. If you want me to give my best, you got to give me your best. Watch. Hallelujah. To see what He will say unto me. To watch. To be in an eager anticipation of. Have you ever been waiting on something to start and it's 5 minutes till? I know Joe knows what I'm talking about. And you're looking at your watch and you're just waiting for it and waiting for it. And time's coming. It might be a meeting that you're going into for an interview. Might be a great opportunity for you. Might be something that you're very nervous about, but the time's coming. But you know what? You're watching for someone to come. You know what it feels like in your heart to watch. But as we pray, sometimes we just communicate out and we're not waiting for the return. We're throwing out everything we want God to do, and I'm not staying long enough and lingering in His Spirit to wait on the return of what God would lead me. Hallelujah, to be able to change me. Or as He was trying to write, to be able to reprove me. Now, I know that we sometimes often wait till we get to church to be reproved, or wait on a prophet to try to come by and tell us how we need to be warned on how we need to stray from something. But if you get down and seek God in a greater way, that's the best way that you can live your lifestyle. You don't need mommy and daddy to come by and tell you how to live your life. You can seek God and He'll show you, and you won't be worried. You'll know that because God will show you by that voice, by that teaching, by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah, I feel that. There's a something about the leadership of God that will show you where you need to be, what you need to do, what you need to say, and on your stand, you'll have more backbone. You'll have a confidence. You'll say, I know that God has led me here. I know that God has given me these words. You won't have to worry. You won't have to wait till they tell you to get up and go. You'll be able to stand and say, I know that God gave me these words to say. Hallelujah. If you come prepared, God will give you a time to be able to open up your heart. If you're going through a rough time in your life and, Lord, I don't know what to tell them, I don't know what to say, we have to linger in that moment in time. It could be in a moment of worship during church service. It could be a moment in worship during house service, but we have to linger in the Spirit to be able to hear as God would want to lead us. Amen. Amen. Now I've tried, and come on now, I've tried to pick up the Bible and just seek for my answers. And at times, in plain text, it might be there. But that answer might not be applicable for where God is trying to actually lead. It's when we get down and seek for the spiritual vision, the answer, the revelation, that we can know with assurance in our heart that we know where we're going, that we know what we're doing. I think oftentimes of all the parts in the Word of God that would be left out without them following the spiritual revelation that God had given them. Amen. Think about all the times that children of Israel wouldn't have been let out without a leader. Come on, church, there wouldn't have been an ark. Hallelujah, to sit through the flood. There wouldn't have been times where they followed the words of Jesus. Come on. As God began to speak into our lives, we either heed to it or we don't. More often than not, because we don't hear it, we don't heed to it. We're not lingering in any spiritual part in our life. We'll go weeks before we get down and get humble, before God could speak. And I'm warning us tonight, we've got to get in a place where we linger in the anointing, Almighty Spirit of God. And it's not going to be sometimes in service. We're not going to be able to sing it down sometimes. It's in the breaking down of our flesh. It's in the breaking down of self. It's in the admitting that I'm wrong and that God is above. That God is number one and that He has to be above all things. That I ask forgiveness for the things that I've done and not try to keep riding the wave of sin. We don't hear this anymore. I don't hear this anymore. Not on radio, not very often. I hear about history. I hear about the love of God. But I don't hear about how that we can continue to be happy. I hear about staying happy. But I don't hear about getting rid of sin to enter into joy. I see videos of churches where people can afford to be happy. But they never show videos of places where you're in a real town with real people, with real families, and real love. And I'm being genuine to you tonight. The way that you're going to get through everything that you're dealing with is through and by Jesus Christ. Amen. By and by. Only way I'm going to get through anything, Mike, is with Jesus Christ and following the Almighty Spirit of God. I can't depend on all these great big things that I see promised on TV. I can't depend on my family to come by and help me sometimes. But if I stand still, say God, be faithful and follow His Spirit, there is nothing that He will not do. No healing that would not be able to come for you. He'll heal your home. He'll heal your loved ones. He'll take care of every foul spirit that's trying to corrupt their lives. They might be sitting in the midst of your home, but that does not mean that those spirits have to stay. You be faithful. You stand still and you speak unto that thing and you tell it to go and you be bold and you believe and trust God. Hallelujah. God doesn't, He's not beneath that. He is above it. At times I say, Lord, I feel like when I preach that I'm here, Lord, but God's showing me that sometimes it's hard to preach to the parts of us that's hardest to change. Illustrated example. Everybody watch the hand right here, right here. As Doris would try to get this out of my hand with no words, it's the same as me preaching to somebody that does not want to hear what I have to say tonight. She ain't getting it. So you might be sitting here saying, I'm not getting what you're saying tonight. And that's fine. But let me tell you, as we do not receive what God would speak unto us, we'll go on about life and still be miserable. And why would we take another step without God? As I picked up that guitar tonight and I played it, Mike, my mind went back to a time when I was playing a different kind of music. I was on a different kind of stage, singing for a different kind of people. and how that God,
by His, not by the form and fashions, not by the programs, not by anything that anybody could have done, but it was by the delivering power of what God did. That's where we're going to have to be. You want to see your loved ones, oh, be changed, get anointed, and walk in His Spirit. Quit caring about what you see around you and walk in His Spirit. I encourage you to stand up right now and worship God. Oh, hallelujah. Would you be so bold as to take a minute and worship Him? Would you be so bold as just to give God praise? Oh, would you be so bold as to interrupt the preacher? Oh, to be able to say, God, I'm going to praise You no matter what in the storm. God, I'm going to worship You in spirit and in truth. God, I'm going to follow Your Spirit as You would lead. God, I'm going to deliver. Lord, I will be Your mouthpiece. You say it, if it applies to you. God, I'm going to be your praiser. I'm going to be your prophet. I'm going to be your preacher. I'm going to be your evangelist. I'm going to be your prayer warrior. I'm going to serve you. God, I'm going to run when you speak to me. God, I'm going to praise you when everybody else looks at me and says, sit down. I'm going to praise you in the good times. I'm going to praise you when I have no income. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just worship Him for a moment. You don't have to if you don't want to, but for those that would want to, go ahead and just worship Him for a minute. Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank You and praise You tonight. God, we enter into Your presence, and we thank You for Your blessings. We thank You for every good thing, God, that You've done. Lord, help us to come alive. Help us to come with a spring in our step. Help us, God, to enter into that rest of Your Spirit. Help us to feel, oh, that healing power. Impart unto us right now, Lord God. We praise You and thank You. Lord, help us to be no more obedient children. Lord God, I thank You for Your power. Lord God, and I rebuke, oh, that sickness that's trying to lay on God's people. And I say, be gone in the name of Jesus. Lord God, oh, that spirit of addiction. God, I speak unto it. Lord God, I say, oh, those chains be loose in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray that Your people be free. I speak into that spirit of depression, and I speak joy into your life. Joy into your life. Joy into your life. Oh, you have to receive it for it to be something. Oh, lift up your hands if that's for you. Oh, joy into your life in the name of Jesus. Oh, we speak joy into your life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Joy into your life. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to be praying with me. Somebody needs to be lingering into the Spirit. The waters are troubled, and God is calling, oh, for His people, oh, to stand, oh, and to listen, oh, for His voice. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's time, oh, for some life changes. It's time that we begin to see God greater.